John, it's lovely to meet you. I missed David because I was in the Tala Stadium tonight, and of course he would be associated with that because of soccer and the book, a family memoir, a Flesh and Blood series with Fintan O'Toole. And first of all, John, it's great to meet you again. And you must be delighted with the book because you're a lecturer in, you probably know how to put words down. And obviously, the first thing is that David and yourself have a great father-son relationship, which is very important.
We were approached by Liam Hayes, ex-Meath footballer, from Hero Books, and Liam approached us 2 years ago. Would we, write a book? And I said to him, I said, Liam, I said, I don't think you could write anything about me, but I said, you could write a story about David. And he said, no, I want to write a book about the two of you, and I want to call it Flesh and Blood, and I want to talk about, a son's relationship with his father and the father's relationship with his son. And I think that's what he's tried to do in the book. And Fintan O'Toole, who pulled all the interviews together and put all the writing down, put it all together, and then Liam edited it. And I think it's a fantastic story of a father and son. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm involved, I still get goosebumps reading it. But it's a fantastic story about a father and a son of growing up together and working together and learning from each other and the relationship which we have. And, we've had a super night here in Tecumseh and meeting, ex-Wexford hurlers and people, we've been friendly with over the years. So it's been a fantastic evening.
And, of course, this is where you were born.
Well, this is where I was born and raised in Tecumseh, played hurling and football with Ladies Island here, and a lot of the Ladies Island players that I played with, Paddy Parle, Joe Rooney, Eddie Maloney, and all those are here this evening. And it's great to meet them and it's great to see them and, to recall stories of old days. And, this is where I started really. And I suppose just gave me my early steps into GAA.
You were obviously a major influence on David. And by the same token, was he an influence on you, John?
Yeah, but you learn from relationships. You learn from each other, when David was growing up, he was involved in hurling and football in Cork and in soccer with College Corinthians. And, I tried to advise him then. And that's a one-way relationship at that stage. But then when David then went to the Premiership in England, that's a two-way process then, because he was telling me about what was happening in the Premiership, what was happening in the top flight of football in England. And as a manager at the time, I was trying to learn from him. And I was getting good detail, good points really about character, about attitude, the criteria you need to make it at the top level. Spoke an awful lot about character and about attitude. And then that opportunity of him playing in the Premiership, I got to meet a lot of managers like Steve Bruce and all those people, Leonard Slutsky, Mike Phelan. So there was a fantastic learning experience from dealing with those people, and a huge help to me.
David has said that Steve Bruce was very good to him when he had that long-term injury, and I suppose he was like a father to him in a way, was he, John?
Yeah, Bruce was a father figure to him, and Bruce, had him at Sunderland, and then when Bruce left Sunderland to go to Hull, he took David with him on loan. And I remember meeting him, myself and David met him one day in the dressing room after a game, and he just said, look, I'll sign him in the morning. And I said, look, I think this is the best thing really, get David going again, really get him back up to speed after the crucial injury in Sunderland. But Bruce had a great way of developing players, of picking players. If you look at some of the successes of the Premiership at the moment, like Andy Robertson at left full for Liverpool, Harry Maguire at United, Bruce signed those players. Bruce signed those players for Hull when they played with David and Hull. And Bruce was a great manager to get the best out of players in terms of their character and getting them to perform at the best every Saturday or every game, really.
What did David inherit from you, John, in terms of his playing? I know you would have loved him to play hurling for Cork, but what did he learn from you when he actually started playing sport?
I think the key points were attitude, character and perseverance. You have to have, to play at the highest level, you have to have an attitude. You have to have character. You have to have perseverance. And above all, you have to have temperament. The temperament to play at 3 o'clock on a Saturday or 3 o'clock on a Sunday when you're in the Leinster hurling final, all Ireland hurling final, or in the Premiership. You have to be able to perform when it's required at the time, not before or not after. So when you have a critical match, you have to be able to perform. And that's what I've always tried to drive into him over the years. When the match is on at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, you have to perform. And in reverse, then he would have told me that at 5 o'clock, the game is over. When is the next game? So there's a two-way process there of attitude, character, perseverance, temperament, huge issues.
Now, you got your dream job, I suppose, managing Wexford, didn't you? It was probably something you always wanted to do, manage Wexford senior hurlers.
Yeah. Look, I got the job in 07, 08, Sean Quirk, and I really wanted that job after they were beaten by Clare. And you know what I mean? I remember the lads in Cork saying to me, you should go back home and look after your own team, not be worrying about Cork or anything like that. And, you know, and I gave it everything. But, you know, as I say in the book, really, at times, like we ran into the Kilkenny juggernaut at that stage.
Like everybody else did.
Like everybody else did. One of the best teams, you know, that ever played hurling collectively. Mm. They were a superb team. And unfortunately, I ran into them at the wrong time. And, you know, but like we could play every other team, but we couldn't play Kilkenny. That was the only problem we had at that stage, you know. But, you know, I enjoyed it. And it was great to meet Damien Fitzhenry, Rory McCarthy, and, you know, Liam Griffin, Nick Byrne here this evening. You know, I mean, some of the guys that were involved in that, you know.
And I never really spoke to you. You never really spoke about the way you finished your management ship in Wexford. You obviously were very hurt, John. And
I was hurt, yeah, hugely hurt by it, because, you know, we had competed with every team in Ireland, bar Kilkenny, but nobody else had competed with them. And, you know, we had played Tipperary the year before in the quarter final, qualified for the semi final against Kilkenny, and were beaten again. And then the following year, then Waterford beat us by a point in Turles, and Damien's, you know, 21-yard free just went sailed over the bar by an inch, and that was it. So it was just inches. That's all, really. You know what I mean? So, I was hurt, but that's the way it goes in sport now, and it's become more now in 2021. It's become more cutthroat, really, in terms of, you know, I mean, as a manager, you must win matches, you must win results.
No matter what the sport is.
And you know, you've just come back from Tallaght Stadium. Wexford Ladies had a great win there, 3-1 over Shelburne. And it's fantastic to see that. And you're up, you know what I mean? But David, and going back to David, and he always said to me, Dad, he said, don't get too high when you're high and don't get too low when you're low. You know, there's a balance there between when you know, when you're on top and when you're not on top.
Yeah, and the good thing for you, John, is you recovered and moved on and then managed Cork. You had a very successful under-21 team and then moved on to the senior team. Yeah. So you proved that you could do it again.
Yeah. But he said that to me. He said, Dad, move on. Forget about it. And I've learned that. And, you know, I've lost a lot of people. I've lost a lot of friendships. I've lost a lot of people over the years. And, you know, where you move on. And it's cruel. Sport is cruel at the highest level, where if you win, you're right. If you don't, you're wrong. You know, I've just moved on, and it's tough and it's hard at times, but you just have to move on to get away from it. Mm.
You must have been proud of David when he pulled on an Irish shirt. I mean, it's the ultimate aim for everybody to play for their county first and then for the country, no matter what the sport is.
But I think David said to me once, he said, Dad, he said, I was born to play for Ireland. And he said a lot of the guys in England are born to play for Liverpool or Chelsea or whatever. But he really said to me once, he said, Dad, I was born to play for Ireland. And to see him playing against Germany or Serbia or Wales or those games, like, God, they were incredible. The emotion. I remember playing Wales in Cardiff one night, and I was crying before the game, during the game or after the game. But, you know, the Welsh national anthem and the way they sang it. And the pride that they had in the Welsh team. And then Ireland to win 1-0, and the match in Gelsenkirchen, where Ireland, John O'Shea scored a goal in the 94th minute to draw 1-1. And, you know, and one of the great things is you meet all the parents of the Irish players there in the international trips. And remember Robbie Brady's father, Robbie Brady scored in the European Championship a good few years ago, and Shea, his father, turned up and he said, that's my son, John. He said, that's my son. Mm-hmm. And I used to meet Shane Long's mother, and you know, Robbie Brady's mother, the McLeans, the Colemans, you know what I mean? They were hugely emotional. It's, Ireland is very emotional. But we had fantastic nights there. It was brilliant, brilliant.
When you started working on the book, John, did it rejig memories of, oh, I did this or I did that? And did it leave you with things that you still want to do?
But we all have those in life, Liam. And in an interview recently with Keith Duggan in the Irish Times, and he was digging and digging and digging. And I was kind of saying that a lot of people's lives are about opportunities realised and unrealised. Mm-hmm. And I've realised some massive opportunities. I walked in the door of St Finbar's in 1980, and, you know, the most successful period of any club in hurling and football in any county in Ireland, winning hurling and football, an All-Ireland club hurling and football, and, you know, with the Bars in Cork. And then, you know, making mistakes in life. In 83, I didn't realise an opportunity of being involved with Cork and doing something stupid and things like that. So life is about realising opportunities, and we're all given opportunities in life, and we need to take them. And I've taken a lot of them, and I've missed a few of them.
Yeah. But, you know, you talk about that relationship. Obviously, you were a major influence on David's life. Of course you were. You were his father. And of course, you're a good lady's wife, and his mother is a very strong and successful sportswoman as well.
Yeah, but we were all there for our children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have two children. Sarah, my daughter, was a fantastic...
Living in Wexford?
Yeah, living in Wexford, principal in St. Iberia's School in Wexford Town. And she was a fantastic swimmer. But we're all there to support our children. Mm. And we give them every support. And I felt like Mum was an international swimmer as well. So she kind of looked after Sarah and I looked after David. And we supported them both. And that's what we can do with our children. And we guide them and we direct them and we motivate them and we inspire them to achieve what they try to achieve. And I think that's all any parent can do. And you can steer them and guide them and direct them in some way forward and do the best that they can and get a good life. And I think we've done that. We've achieved that. And, you know, and I'm happy with where my two kids are, you know.
Do you think your story will be an influence on people when they read it?
I think it's a story. And David has actually said this as well. It's a story about... To parents like whose children have an ambition in life to do something, but the child must want to do it, not the father, the mother. You know, I always wanted David to play at the highest level, whatever it was. But David wanted to go to England. David said, "I'm leaving school, Dad. I'm going full time with Cork City," when he was 17 or 18, "and I'm going to England. I'm going to make it." And I said, "Well, I'm delighted. I'm thrilled for you." So, you know, that it's up to the kids to want to go. It's up to the kids to want to play. And you can guide them and resource them and give them whatever they want. And that's what my two children have done, and I'm proud of the two of them.
When you reflect on the two of them, and particularly when you reflect on David, because he's sharing this book with you, what qualities do you think he has that he had when he was playing?
Attitude.
Is that the most important thing,
that's
John?
That's the most important thing, because when you go to England as an 18-year-old and you're going into the Premiership, you have to have attitude.
You're going into a digs or something like that.
Well, he went into a flat on his own. He hadn't a clue.
Which is even worse.
Yeah, which was worse than he hadn't a clue, really. It was only his mother advising him, and he got sick for the first 3 days because he cooked raw chicken. You know. But you have to have attitude, Liam. That is the most important thing, and you've never, ever to show a weakness when you go there. Because if you show a weakness, you're picked on. You know what I mean? People will pick on you. But he had attitude, he had character. And I always said to him, Vince Lombardi used to say, every time you get knocked down, you've got to get up. Yeah. No matter what happens, no matter what hits you, you have to get up. And you have to show that character, that attitude, that perseverance. And if you show one sign of weakness, people will come after you. And I think he showed that when he went to England. And, you know, he done his cruciate against Man United, but he came back 8 months later. He done it again against Aston Villa. He got up and he went back again. And you must show character. You must show attitude. And that's what I love. And that's what I love in players.
John, we all have regrets, I'm sure, when we look back as we get to a certain age. Do you have any real regrets?
No, I don't. I've one or two that, as I said to you earlier, about opportunities that you don't realise. That 83 thing, I went off and I played a game of soccer because the guys I was working with in CMP, they were short one for And I went away and played for about 20 minutes. I said, oh, Jesus, why did I do that? Do you know, like, we do silly things at times, like, but look, you learn, you must move on. And that's what I tried to stop him doing then, you know. But, like, look, that's life. If it was a bed of roses, you know.
It'd be a strange world, wouldn't it?
It would. But, like, we learn from the mistakes. Like, and you, all you can do, as I said to you, is pass on that to the young, you know, to my two children, and try and steer them as best you can. And you're there to support, you're there to help, and, you know, they've turned out brilliantly.
I would say the book was a labour of love for Bertie.
It was 2 years of hard work.
Yeah.
You know, interviews, Zoom talks, cups of coffee, scones, you know, 3 hours of sitting down and talking and, you know, reflecting. But you got to get things...
But it's an honest book, John.
It's an honest book, yeah. But it's an honest book from the two of us. You got to get things right as well. And, you know, some things you can say and some things you can't say in books, you know, because you'll be sued. You'll be in the High Court. But it was... Look, I'm absolutely thrilled with the book, and David is as well. And, you know, that... It was hard work, but we enjoyed it. We've really enjoyed it.
Well, that's the important thing. It's a great reading. It's still on sale. And I suppose, finally, you're still not involved. You'd like to be involved in teams. And David, what's the future hold for David?
David's involved with the Ireland under-17s and the Ireland under-18 team as coach with Colin O'Brien. Colin is the manager.
Is that the road he wants to go down,
well,
John?
He has his A and B licence, and you have to have your qualifications in the UK for coaching. So he's involved in that, and... He's talking to people, and, you know, so look, I'm delighted he's involved in the coaching, and but it's a tough business, it's a hard business, it's ruthless, it's about business really, and that's where he wants to go, and if he wants to go there, I'll support him.
And it must be a team that you want to, that you will be involved with, because I can't imagine you sitting at home.
I'm involved in Kilmiley in North Kerry for the last 21 years, and actually I have an interview on Tuesday. Since you said, I have an interview on Tuesday now for a job as well. So please God, that will go well. But like, I'm 65. I'm enjoying it. I love it. I love the buzz, and I'm still working away. I have no intention of retiring. So, you know what I mean? I'd say be active, be out there, and, you know, just live it out. You know.
Well, it's lovely to meet you in your home place.
Yeah.
It's a great read, John. Myler, a family memoir, and it's on sale. A Flesh and Blood series. Fintan O'Toole put down the words, and there's a lot of good reading in it. It's very honest, and lovely to meet you again, John.
Liam,
the best of luck with the book.
Liam, thanks very much for all your help over the last few years with Wexford. I really appreciate it. And the people who came tonight, people who came to Cumshan here this evening, really appreciate their support and that. And, you know, my brother Jerry died at the end of January, and it's kind of sad as well that you don't really have a funeral, you don't really have a passing
of COVID,
because of COVID and all those issues. But, you know, it was great to, like, Jesus, to see Liam Griffin here tonight, and Damien Fitzhenry, legends, and Rory McCarthy, legends of Wexford, Ned Buggy, you know, legends of Wexford hurling. So, you know, it was fantastic. And even to see Griffin is enough, and that made my night, really, you know.